Okay, welcome back to Out the Wazoo, episode 165 of the podcast. Last time we posted, we had a brilliant interview.
Dylan drank all our coffee.
With Kai Ali.
We ran out of coffee.
And we basically created some of the greatest internet content to ever grace the face of the internet.
I agree.
We busted content all over the face of the internet.
We had a happy birthday song on there.
Go Phillies.
And it's still on the face of the internet. So here we are back in the studio again. It's me, your boy Birdman. Jake. What else do they call me?
They call you Big Ball McGee.
Big Bald McGee.
I actually got his new nicknames.
They call you Mr. Look Down on You.
I got his new nicknames.
Okay.
You want to give me a second? It's a little Middle Earth themed.
All right.
So
we got
Gandalf the Gay.
Okay.
Dildo Swaggins.
Okay.
And my boy Sam.
No, I just want to roll back. Why am I gay?
I don't know. It's just the first thing I could think of, and then he's just Sam.
Sam.
Instead of Gollum, he's got him.
I like that.
What about Trilbo Baggins? Just throwing like up that. W's for the fucking Shire.
Bimley?
Nope.
No, that didn't work.
Completely ruined it. Anyway, it's all the three boys back in the studio this week. We got a lot to talk about. A lot of albums have come out in the 3 weeks since we last posted that we want to talk about. So let's run down the list of albums that have dropped.
But before we do that,
hold on.
We got to make sure y'all plug us in at Wazoo Podcast.
Don't let me do it.
Okay. You want to go on anchor.fm/Wazoo Podcast. You want to make sure you go on our YouTube page, type in Wazoo Podcast, and check out all the recent videos we just did. You got to check out that Kai 45 interview. I mean, nation.
We did not interview Kai 45.
I mean, Kai Ali. Sorry, there's so many
right.
Kais. I'm sorry. Yay.
You need to get yourself
there
right.
There are so many Kais.
Swing and a miss.
All right.
Big old swing.
But I do want Kai 45 in the studio, though.
We could get him.
I do want him in the studio.
So much is
so
going on up
we
here.
Make sure you also check out our TikTok. What was the at on that?
Probably at Wazoo Podcast.
At Wazoo Podcast.
Yeah, we got a Thok Talk.
I think we make maybe one or two videos, but dude, we got shit in the fucking bank, dude. We're just gonna push out content whenever we feel like. So.
Yeah, we're gonna start using it.
Mm-hmm. For
it's
the
gonna
Patreon.
Be a good time. We don't have a Patreon.
We should get a Patreon.
I don't know how to get a Patreon.
We should get
Patreon.com.
I'm sure we can, but there's not like a sign up fee.
No.
Fair enough. We'll get one.
All right.
Let's talk about albums.
All hold right. on. I wanted to bullshit a little bit.
About what?
You live right across the street from a high school football field.
Yeah, right? Dude.
Do you ever just like, and it's football season, just go up to the fence hammered with a beer in your hand? And it's like the Concord Red Indians versus, or the Conrad, what are they, Red Indians? What are they?
I don't think you could be the Red Indians.
They're the
anymore.
Red Wolves or something like that. There's something like that.
The Red Pancakes.
Against Del Castle, you're just
the
blasted.
Blue Waffles.
You're just blasted off of 3 Sam Adams, like, beat him. And then you're like, sir, you cannot be here. You did not buy a ticket. So I'm sorry.
I
thought it was America.
I just own my property, officer.
Just so an unbuttoned flannel tucked into my jeans.
Like, you should really
one
go
hand
over
on a chain link fence and the other hand with a pumpkin ale. Is that what you're saying? You think that I'm fucking just like Reese Bobby up on the fucking chain link
you're
fence?
You're the dad
like,
from Friday Night
come
Night
on, boy. You know you can do better than that.
You're the dude from Friday Night Lights. He was like one kid's dad who used to play for that school and he had a ring. He said, I want a championship here. I expect the same out of you. And he kept dropping the ball and he was a drunk, so he taped the ball around his hand. He's like, now you'll never drop it. And then he hated him. And there was a big old.
I don't know. I've never seen that show.
Just keep explaining. I would be, if like every time the ball went out of bounds and somebody had to come pick it up and I'm just right there and I'm just like, you look good in them pants, boy.
Well, maybe not
just
that.
Make them real uncomfortable.
Because it is a high school. I mean, if you did that at college, I'd be fine. But that's a high school.
It's
though.
Like a 350-pound freshman center. Like, what? It's just a ball.
I could be real creepy. I could definitely get in that mindset, too.
I'm not going to do it.
Want me to shine your helmet, boy?
Yeah, okay. I was going to say something about the cheerleaders, but let me not do that.
Should I not say those things?
How many balls?
This
you
is all hypothetical.
Kitchen,
this
brother.
Isn't real, guys. This is all for fun.
Imagine you went on the field and said, I used to snap the ball a few times back in my day.
Come here, boy. Let me give you a couple tips.
Why do you talk like that?
I bring him in real. Yeah, why do I talk like that?
Why do you talk like that?
I bring him in real close. He's like, is that Sam Adams pumpkin ale? And I go, and breathe it
you
on
put
it.
Put it down under center and you just hike the ball.
What are some tips that you give like a little fat linebacker? from the from a high school football team.
The first thing you got to do is you got to pivot your hips.
You, come in here, boy. Come here. Come here real quick. You see first number 34?
You got to tell him.
Give him some tips like that. You see you number 34? He's been eyeing you the whole
game. You got to tell him home is where you make it. Okay?
Sure.
Hey, man,
secondly,
naked.
You got to tell him he's got to eat a couple more McChickens.
Like that's get him beef up.
He's got to beef
that's
up.
That's the advice I give that's him. So like the ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah.
Referee blows a whistle. He comes over to the sideline to pick up the ball. I go, hey, boy,
Roger, come
he
on.
He looks around. Who, me? I'm like, yeah, you, boy. Come on. Get over here, boy. I got to tell
dark.
You something.
It's
I got to tell you something.
For some reason.
Yeah, the only place in the field where there's no lights.
Now, you're a real fat fuck, but you will grow into it.
You got a figure on you, boy. Look, I understand you got good hips.
You
got
to figure out how to move them bones, boy.
Get them juice off
how
them
how much
bones.
You weigh? 350?
Jesus Christ.
I weigh 400 pounds, 400? Sir.
We're talking about 5'6", 310.
Sir, you're a veritable orb.
You're three Big Macs away from my 600-pound life, brother.
And then somehow, you know, I just don't even know how this conversation ends, but I'd probably just end up with...
How was your sister's wedding?
With the police.
Well, there was a couple 600-pound guys there.
Oh, yeah? A couple of linemen? A
couple of linemen. It was great.
Like Delmarva linemen? Are we talking about football linemen?
No, I'm talking about Orlando Gators linemen.
Who's that?
You know, Florida.
Oh, their Florida football Gators.
Team.
Okay.
The Florida Gators. Yeah, are they just called Florida Gators?
Yeah, that's
where
in Gainesville. From? In Gainesville.
Gainesville. Well, yeah, where is that?
That's not...
In relation to Orlando.
Gainesville is like,
yeah.
And Georgia's like, and Orlando's like,
okay,
so it's
okay.
Not Orlando.
Well, fuck me, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, the wedding was great. Sister got married, and reception was banging. All my cousins got drunk as fuck.
Did you get hammered?
I didn't want to get too hammered.
Did you get hammered?
I got twisted. I don't remember the ride home.
Did you rent the suit?
No, I bought that.
That suit was fly. I like your suit too. Did you rent your suit?
I rented mine.
That suit was fly. Yeah, there's no. You don't have enough dents. You have too many dents.
I rented.
You rented it from Build-A-Bear.
Hey, but guess what? But hey,
yeah, did.
Got my money back.
Fair enough. That vest was
got my money back.
That vest was tight, dude.
Yeah.
If you pushed on the pocket of his jacket, it said, "I love you."
Did you have one of those chains? In the middle.
Oh, who what? Has the chain?
Yeah,
anymore?
I would like that though.
Wouldn't
I didn't
that
know they
sweet?
Had that.
That'd be fucking.
Isn't that
sweet?
Usually tied to a monocle?
I don't know, but that'd be so.
No,
sweet.
Normally it's like button like holsters.
It's
or
just ornament.
Yeah, it's just ornamental.
I'd put a monocle on the. End.
I did
on,
have
on each end. Like
I did
E40,
have
the double monocle.
What are these called?
Cufflinks.
Cufflinks. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw them.
Please tell me he had a pair of golden binoculars on a stick.
He's at a wedding, not in a theater in 1920.
I'm not at the fucking yard for yard.
Pulls
remember
out
that?
A fucking Oriental
what's that bullshit?
He's not at Ford
what's that bullshit
theater.
People go to dressed up like in the middle of summer?
Yard sales.
No.
Oh.
Dressed up.
Midsummer?
No one's going to fucking yard sales.
They go to the Derby.
Yeah, they go midsummer. To the, what's it called?
Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, but there's like a...
Point to point.
Point to point. I said yard to yard.
Imagine you had two like tiny singular telescopes on two different poles and you put
Stephanie,
them both
pull this out
for
me.
You're going like two different directions.
No,
you can chameleon it, dude. You can see two horses at once.
He had a fucking Five Below kaleidoscope with the rhinestones in it. He's like, I can't see a fucking thing out of this.
Nah, long story short, I was at the wedding.
Yeah.
We both were there. So we had a good time.
Yeah,
that's good.
And that's right. You knew that.
You
asked me
with?
If I was trashed. I sat with the old Arundel crew.
Who was that?
Our girl, Nikki, Alexa, Nikki's husband. And then who else was at the table? Oh, your girl was there. My girl was there. I was there.
Well,
obviously.
My girl was at my table.
Oh, true.
You didn't sit with him?
No.
I think it was like Maddie was
they
there
did a
too.
Bad job.
I don't know. It was a gang of folks. You
they
know?
Did a bad job.
It was a gang, dude. My table wasn't the highlight of the
I
party.
I was with
the
my
party,
cousins.
The highlight of the party was
the only
wedding
time I
party
sat,
and
the only
the
time
dance
I
floor.
Sat at my table was
talking
when
over
I was
me,
eating.
Right? Talking over
I
me,
I was
right?
eating when I was sitting at my table. That was it.
That's all you wanted to say.
No, well,
talking
yeah.
over me, right?
Yeah.
Who was the best table? Like the rowdiest table?
Probably Bucky's table.
Probably Bucky's
table. Was
Bucky
fucked up?
Oh yeah, Bucky
was he smoking
Bucky cigs? Wasn't fucked up.
Bucky was smoking cigs.
Was he chain smoking cigs?
He
like
was
lighting a cherry
he was,
off
he
the
was,
old one.
He was chain smoking cigs.
Oh yeah, he's on the ciggies, dude.
Yeah,
hell yeah. Was Mary on the cigs?
Yeah, Mary's on
the
cigs too.
She was hitting the cigs hard.
They did
the animal crush. She was crushing the fucking filter.
They did like Lady and the Tramp. They lit the cig from the middle.
Bucky's smoking the lit end. And she's smoking the filter end.
It's like love at first light.
Smoke this cross cigarette with me.
Smoke this shit. Man,
good
job.
Yeah, I like that.
Didn't say the N word.
Huh?
Proud of you.
What?
I don't even know that word.
What? Hey, dude, we found out something crazy about our old co-host, Chris.
Oh, shit.
Chris has an N-word pass. Chris did 23andMe.
No, it was Ancestry.com.
Okay. I was about to say,
okay,
from who?
Okay, thanks, Ryan, for halting the whole conversation. He did 23andAncestry.com, and turns out our boy, he's got a little chocolate in him.
Yeah, he got a little...
He's sun-kissed.
Yeah, he's...
A little northern Mediterranean.
He's down south.
He had some Moroccan, northern African, and yeah, so basically...
tropical, if you will.
So if you see
okay, that was bad.
Apparently white guy. Oh, tropical would be more like Caribbean, right?
Right.
In the Caribbean?
In the Caribbean. Like in the Caribbean, but not in like northern Caribbean. Africa.
All right. So he's not Sebastian from...
No, he's from not Walmart a crab. Okay. No, he's not a hermit crab. But yeah, just I don't know. That was me thinking of the N-word pass.
Yeah,
it was
a
stupid story. But,
I think if you did it, though, you would realize that your answers come from Antarctica.
Mm-hmm. Somehow.
Snow people.
I go back two generations.
Your ancestors hunt polar bears.
Your great-grandparents are snowmen. They're literally balls of snow. One big bottom, one medium set.
That's where I get this fucking carrot from,
carrot
dude.
Nose, and they got sticks for arms. How you were birthed, you might ask? That's still in question.
Yeah.
But hey, the DNA test proven you're a snow person.
I'm cold as ice, baby.
You're 30% snowflake.
I get my ancestry back. It just is a picture of someone going
from the 1400s.
Oh, I didn't know you were chill like that. Oh, jeez.
Now, if they did an ancestry on me, it would just be a pot of tomato sauce, right? Because I'm
dripped
up. No,
it'd be a fucking Ewok. What are you talking about, dude?
80% pot of tomato
sauce. Tomato sauce. Just... cooking it up, dude. Just laying in that basil.
When you get ready for parties, do you just put basil and oregano on your neck?
Yeah, I rub my neck with it.
Yeah, that's his fucking cologne. He just rubs a basil leaf. And now if you look
some
back
I put some rosemary in my pockets.
My ancestry, it'd be that fucking Neanderthal that you drew.
Yeah, the fucking guy.
Scraping my knuckles on the ground. It was the funniest thing because he drew you pretty spot on. He drew you. You drew yourself pretty spot on.
No, he drew
that,
me.
You drew that?
I drew Ryan.
He drew me.
Which I thought
I
was
you
good.
Guys drew each other pretty
Ryan
good.
Ryan drew me like Lil Mayo.
Hold on. And then, yeah, you looked like Beavis.
In stretch mode. I did look like Beavis.
I looked like I took like a panoramic picture of you and your
and
body
you
just
drew
got
me
real long.
As a fucking caveman with pit vipers.
Yeah, the pit vipers.
And a tiny piece. Yeah. A real tiny piece.
Oh, shit. It was actually a really good, like, small proportionate
so
piece.
It's your bloodline,
funny.
Dude.
Yeah.
Just respect your ancestors.
It was so funny. I laughed so hard. And I was like, what are you laughing at? I was like, this picture Ryan drew of me?
Because you were expecting just a regular picture of
me. I thought it was going to be me with a big-ass fucking head and, like, Vans on. And it was a
caveman. I drew Chris. And then you drew a big...
No, I drew Chris, and you drew a big old cock in his hand.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He had a truly in his hand, and I drew him sitting like this. And then you took the truly and put a big
who
old purple
like
tip
that,
on
though?
It.
Who poses like that?
Chris sits with a truly on his...
On his cock?
Right on his base of his dick.
I mean, but like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was asking for me to erase the truly and draw a penis. Oh,
whatever, dude.
He was
remember
asking
when I
for
drew
it.
Dicks.
Anyway.
Elementary school.
He was asking for it.
Sounds like a good time.
So
shall
anyway, music, right?
Talk about music.
Yeah.
Proceed.
Shall we reminisce on the last few weeks of music? Let's think about some of the albums that have come out. Let's run through a few of them and talk about
Kenny Mason impressions.
Let's start with Kenny Mason. Why not?
Fire.
Now,
what was the album name?
Rough.
It was called Rough. And I'm going to need you guys to pull it up if you have questions because my phone's being used for the camera. But
gotcha.
What'd you think? I thought it was
pretty good, man.
I listened to the whole thing. It actually had been a while since I re-listened to it.
Uh-huh.
It's probably been like over a week. But I thought this was really good.
It had a sick album cover.
It reminded me of Angelic Rood Hat.
Hood Rat.
And
an
then
Indian
he started
name.
To get past Halloween when he was talking about the function was whack. He would just leave.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is way different.
His sound is really like settling in. It's not like he's going crazy experimental anymore. Mm-hmm. It all kind of sounds like Metal Wings.
When he
point.
Came out with... What was the... It wasn't Angelic Hood Rat. It was one after.
It was a supercut.
It was a supercut.
Well, it was supercut, but he made the song like Titan and Play Ball and...
A+.
It was, I think it was with A-plus with Denzel.
That was just a supercut. It was a re-released version with more songs on it.
Those songs, like, I love. I still bang with them so heavy. Just like the way he plays with the voice on the mic is just like insane. And I know a couple of our friends who listened to that album too said that they didn't really like it. Like they thought
Dylan didn't like it at all.
Yeah, they just wasn't really feeling it. But I was like, how? I was like, when you're listening to Titan and he's like. Like singing, and then the drums come in. Like,
he's got like a pop punk vibe with like some fucking trap rap going on. And I really thought
that's
it was
a perfect way to put it
almost spot on to being Angelic Hood Rat. It just changed slightly, but it didn't really sound like he changed too much, but didn't bother me either.
He's a rock star. Kenny Mason is not a rapper, he's not a rock star.
He's a rock star.
Who else said that?
Him and Uzi. Kai just said it last episode. He said that he's like, Uzi doesn't say he's a rapper. He says he's a rock star. That's what I want to be. But like Kenny Mason doesn't strike me as somebody who fits into one genre. Yeah. He's just a guy who's super talented.
Because I think he does like, it's like split between the two. He raps and he sings, you know?
And just like the way that he plays with his voice, the metal, you know, he's got this like, before Kenny Mason, I knew regular hip hop. There was trap music, and then there was Zilla Kami and City Morgue, Josiah. You're talking like death metal hip hop. And I didn't know much in between what was going on. Now we've got Kenny Mason, which I think is the perfect middle ground between those two worlds.
Yeah.
So he's appealing to both. Creating other artists too.
Yeah.
It's funny because like when Lil Wayne did that with Rebirth.
Yeah.
And all the stuff, when he started going a little rock and roll, everybody's like, no.
When he just started wearing Vans.
Like, the world was rejecting it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people loved it. And now it's, like, the thing to be, like, a rap rock
that
star.
That was, I think, when we reviewed Angelic Hood Rat, Kenny Mason on the album, like, you know, interview, he was, like, one of my main influences was Lil Wayne, especially from Rebirth, because of how Titan sounded. I'm like, why did he just go, like, complete... like drum and bass with guitar and like the cut.
I'm sure the guitar if he had is just a concert, riffing. He fucking would,
dude, for sure.
Now
for sure.
Lil Wayne walked so these guys could fly. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone did that before Lil Wayne. Not that I can think of.
T-Pain
like,
did it with the Florida Georgia Line, I think.
I mean, maybe was that a song or a whole album?
It was just a song.
Because Lil Wayne went from the Carter Three.
Yeah.
Mixtape Lil Wayne to gonorrhea. To Rebirth.
Yeah.
Pussy ass, something I don't want you gonorrhea.
Yeah.
All just to like,
see
pussy it. For lunch. Like,
spin the punch.
God, he's so sick. I love him.
Oh, my God.
Blood. He's like a germ, bro. Yeah. He's literally the Mucinex guy.
He's a walking amoeba, bro. With tattoos on his head.
He is just crazy. Gosh. He just looks like he kind of smells like good but bad, you know? Yeah.
He caused COVID.
So
he looks like COVID came from his wardrobe, dude.
So let's talk about some of the features on this album. We had David the Tragic.
Trash.
We had Young Nudie.
Trash.
Gene Dawson.
Hey, Gene Dawson is somebody that we need to listen to.
Yeah. I think you sent something before. The song was Nosedive.
It's a whole album like that song, just came out.
But the song with Young Nudie is actually like fire. Like I think Young Nudie, the name.
Flop Swap or something like that.
It's Spin and Flip.
Spin and Flip.
Spin and Flip. You said suspect. Flip and Flop.
Well, whatever.
Suspect.
It's all trap lingo.
Yeah, that Halos was really good. I liked. I mean, I think the whole album was like great, but like those couple songs stuck out to me. So.
And to me, it came out with no warning, so just like a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I don't remember if there was any lead up or not.
It was perfect for him though.
When did this come out?
Probably like a week after JID. It was perfect timing for him because JID just drops the Forever Story, which goes bonkers, right?
September 28th.
Running up numbers like Jordan Belfort.
Yeah.
We never talked about Forever Story.
We did.
We did.
We had like a
episode,
brief.
Episode 163 is the Forever Story, the crown jewel. Yeah, we did talk about it.
And then now you got Kenny Mason, who had an album in the pocket. Mm-hmm. So as soon as the Forever Story comes out, people are like, damn, who's this guy Kenny Mason?
Yeah.
Right here, baby. I got an album for you.
Yeah.
Come on over here. Hey, boy, you want a tip? Come on over here and listen
to
Kenny
Mason's
album.
Like a secret art to like dropping after a major artist's drop. Like, you remember when Drake was about to drop Certified Lover Boy and Lil Sims dropped I May Be Introvert? Maybe she dropped something else.
She did.
Something like that, yeah.
It was the same day.
Well, no, because we were already hyped on Lil Sims.
Because of Rolling Stone.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
What are you doing?
Came in.
Don't change the subject. We're talking.
Yeah, hold on.
I got hyped. I just looked over and remembered
it. We'll get to it.
Keep
it in your hand. We'll talk about it in a minute.
So, yeah, I remember, like, they were going to drop the same day. And you were like, that's such bad news. Like, everybody's going to ignore Lil Sims and just listen to Certified Lover Boy, which probably is what mostly happened.
They did. In America.
But you got to think, like, you know, who else is, like, going online, typing in who dropped songs today, whatever. And then, like, everybody's afraid to drop when Drake's dropping, right? Because there was that whole battle between Drake and Kanye with Donda. And then, but you got, like, so now you have nobody wanting to drop with Drake or Kanye. But then you got fucking
so whack.
Brave Lil Sims drop in the same time that Certified Lover Boy is coming out.
Such a whack mentality.
I still think that she's stupid for doing that. But what are you going to do? You live and you learn.
It's such a whack mentality to have, just like in the world we live in nowadays. Like, oh, I can't do that now because the Titans are dropping. And
well,
I
you got
to
be careful.
Step on their toes. Like, fuck that shit,
not
man.
Step on their toes. It's be overshadowed. Mm-hmm. You want to have a platform. And if Drake and Kanye are both dropping, they're talking. The world is talking about Drake and Kanye. And Little Sims is extra little.
Yeah, but if you never fucking drop because that's your mentality, then you're never going to do it anyway.
Never drop.
Because those guys could drop a song tomorrow and it would probably overshadow someone dropping an album.
And I think maybe that's why she dropped.
Yeah, but it's like never, now or never, because there's so many other people who are just getting ahead of you while you wait.
But also, she's from the UK, so like she's got her own, she's got her own fan base over there. So I'm sure that she's much bigger than what she is over here.
She went buku bonkers over there.
She did.
I know she did. She started winning a bunch of awards. But,
to draw a parallel
between her and Kenny Mason, it's different. Because you're talking about not being overshadowed by Titans.
Yeah.
Kenny Mason literally rode the wave of JID's release to then get more listens and popularity on his
show.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I wish Lil Sims did.
I think it was smart.
I think I wish that's maybe what she would have done.
Yeah.
Pussy for lunch. What about
Let's do more albums. Yeah, his new album that just dropped today.
Hold on, let's get Nav out of the way first.
Nav?
Garbage.
Is it Nav or Nave?
Who cares?
It's
garbage.
I say Nav because of like navigation.
Like navigate me away from this music.
Took
20
bitches on my first vacation. I ain't pulling up. I'm a Turk's little baby.
I don't know. I think Nav's album was pretty good.
You might as well start listening to Slow Time.
What is it?
Demons
protected by angels.
Demons protected by angels.
Angels. Nav.
Poop. Soup.
Better names.
Stop with the demons.
Use the AI generator to get you a fucking.
For real. Anything would have been better than that. Yeah. Call it. I mean, the one he had before was Emergency Tsunami. Bro, that name is really good. Emergency Tsunami.
Yeah.
Like, flood incoming, right? Like, it's coming for you. Demons Protected by Angels had a really cool album cover. I like that artists use this like different art styles, but the actual album I thought was not bad. It was a little bit boring, a little bit uninspired.
Yeah.
But the songs with like Little Baby, to be honest, I'm going to be real with you right now. I don't remember any other songs. So that says
speaking volumes.
But here's the thing, it dropped. Right. When did it drop?
Who cares?
A couple weeks ago. Let's move on. I mean, honestly, we have much better albums to talk about.
Yeah.
Nav, to me, that album was
September 9th.
Skippable.
This was over a month ago it dropped.
Album. I recommend listening to the singles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recommend listening to the whole album.
Yeah.
There's no through line. There's no theme. There's no concept. There's no message at the end except for that Nav is sad, fucks a lot of bitches, takes a lot of Molly, and he's a rich Indian.
But do they actually fuck bitches, though?
I think Nav fucks bitches. I think Nav's going to go to prison.
Well,
because
Gunna's
going to prison, Thug's going to prison. We just found out today.
Wait, Gunna's going to prison?
They're both in prison.
I thought Thug took the hit.
Nah, bro. Sergio Kitchens is in that bitch.
Damn.
Now you said who? Who else?
Today, Playboi Carti and Future just got roped into it too. For racketeering charges. They got hit with a RICO case. Playboy Cardi and Future.
From being affiliated with those?
I don't know if it's the same.
From the Slimer Gang life? The same
YSL.
Slime City.
Young Slime Life. Young Stoner Life.
There young Stoner Life.
I don't know if it's the same, like if they're affiliated the same way, but they both got involved in a RICO case today. I mean, you're talking about Future,
yeah,
who, you know, is a trap lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a trap legend in terms of trap music.
So we're talking about only trap lords deal in
absolutes.
That's what the RICO Act all about, was about taking down the mob.
Oh, well, RICO made it so that small petty crimes can then get linked to the big guys. That means that like the head of the...
It's how you take them down.
Yeah, you get them for everything. Untouchable. And it's all tied. It's not like this is this guy. Like if we're in the mob and Ryan's the boss and me and you do crimes...
It get me in the street for doing something. And then it's like now they work their way up to Jake. And then Jake says something.
So we're all in trouble. Yeah. We're all in trouble.
But it's all gang. It's got to be something gang related. There can't be just... Future doing something on a whim. There's got to be people below him doing shit.
Your Future. Pretend like your Future.
Sensational.
Now, pretend like you're gonna order a hit on somebody named Jermaine.
I want to order a hit on the Sensational Jermaine.
Okay. Now, Ron, you do Playboy Cardi.
Yo, kill this motherfucker.
That's Lil Wayne.
That was bad.
Yeah, but like, I mean, what's the difference, right?
No. They're different. Both rock stars.
Yeah, both
rock
stars.
Next album, Kiss the Ring by Rome Street.
So, wow, that's crazy. But, you know, moving on.
Yeah, you know, we're in a time right now where a lot of rappers are going to go away for bad stuff.
But isn't that, like, kind of against the rules to, like, indoctrinate somebody after, like,
well, that's why the RICO Act was invented, so they can get through that red tape.
Yeah. Doesn't give them any protections.
If the language in the RICO Act law wasn't so strong, you can just cut through it and you can deem it as just as you just said, like, isn't that wrong?
Yeah,
but they wrote it in such a way that there's spots that you just can't touch anymore. It's like it reads a certain way, so it's like, okay, yeah, on paper, like you said, and it's wrong to, like how you said, indoctrinate somebody for doing, like, I think you did that, so I'm going to take you down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's written in such a way now that it's like the way it's, I'm done. I don't care anymore. I'm stuttering. You get my point.
I was like, it sounds like we're in a college classroom right now trying to explain RICO.
I don't want to focus too much on it. Okay. It's just.
But like Jake said, It's Only Me by Rome Streets. Did you listen to that?
No, Ryan. Your brain is many puzzle pieces that are not assembled. It's Only Me is Lil Baby.
Kiss the Ring.
Kiss the Ring is Rome Streets.
Did you listen to it?
I did.
Did you listen to either one?
Yeah, I listened to both.
You did?
I listened to Lil Baby's today.
Today?
Yeah.
So did I. I didn't finish yet, but I'm very close. Yeah. How about you? Have you listened to Lil Baby?
Don't Meets. That was pretty much it.
Okay. Talk about Rome. Don't Meets.
Kiss the Ring. With West Side Gun.
With West Side Gun, Boldy James, Come with the Machine. I think Benny was even on there.
Benny was on there.
You're talking about Griselda vibes. Rome Street's finally getting his due, I think. This is his first album with Griselda. As an official Griselda.
Okay, I was going to say, because he's definitely done.
I mean, he's been a feature, but now he's like Griselda's feature artist. So West Side Gun is going to all these radio shows, bringing Rome Street to them, and he's like,
he's the man.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom. I'm really, like, I love rap and hip-hop, but you got to hear about this guy, Rome Streets.
We can't forget about an Armani Caesar on this beat.
Where's the X-rays?
We can forget.
Where's the Armani X-rays? Caesar, though?
Pretty much everybody has been just disrespecting Armani. Even on the Rome Streets album, the Armani Caesar track was a fucking track. It was a track about loading the clip in and busting guts.
Yeah.
He even says it.
Yeah.
I hope the clip fits in the Mac box. And she's like, open up my revolver drum.
It's so sad because, like, maybe in like 5 years, they'll come out and say Armani Caesar has been like fucking just a sex slave for these guys. And we'll just be like, but the music's fire. The butcher though. Coming.
I just, like, imagine hearing that. Imagine you just got laid by West Side Gun, Conway the Machine, Boldy James,
boop, 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 boop,
and then
boop, 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 boop.
And then you hear the butcher coming from the back room. Yeah. The butcher coming.
I just shot my nut. Please. My nut. Put it in your butt. In your butt. Boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop. That's him. That's him just busting.
Then he talks normal after that.
Anyway.
No,
anyway.
Then he does a big. He does a big. Yawns like a
puts
motherfucking
a cap on
cartoon.
Little ball.
All right, we're getting gassed up. We have to turn this down. Yeah,
turn
down
the gas, dude. Turn down the gas.
I'm glad you knew where I was going with that one. I was going. Boop, 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 boop.
It is a shame. Armani Caesar's cool. She did host the BET Cypher this year.
But that pussy looked like a roast beef sandwich.
You don't know that, dude.
I don't. That's why I want the X-rays.
You don't know that. You think her pussy's made of bones?
Dude, you're laughing like a little fucking Luke Goblin,
I don't
want to
let it
dude.
Go. I don't want to let it go. You'll go crazy.
So the Rome Streets album, without, you know, Armani Caesar's X-rays aside, I thought it was a pretty good project.
Yeah, man, it takes a lot of effort to put them to the side.
They're big, actually. Yeah, they don't fit on a regular screen. You got to hold them bitches up to the sun. His shit is good. I love Rome Streets' rap style, but I got to be real with you. I don't fuck with the production anymore.
Is it a Derringer?
Conductor.
We have a problem.
I don't like the eclectic, like trying to be artistic beats anymore. When these guys
spit.
I actually like Alchemist more than Conductor Williams, but I like Derringer more than Alchemist. Yeah. I don't see the appeal, the mainstream appeal of these guys. They definitely don't want to be mainstream. But, like, I want to hear these guys on beats that sound like...
Yeah.
You know what's crazy?
It's stupid to say, but beats that sound more like they're powerful. These are not powerful beats by any means, bro. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, like, you say that, with the Alchemist, it's like people have these beats, and it's like they're not trying to be mainstream, but they do it so much, and people listen to it so much, it's almost like, it kind of sounds like you do want to be mainstream, because it sounds like you're trying to make a new style. Or you don't want to come
I think that's what's like going on. Is like I think they're trying to make a new wave.
Get in the limelight without being in the limelight.
I don't want to listen to Rome Streets rapping over a 2-second drum loop to the instrumental of Lizzo playing James Madison's crystal flute. Yeah. You know, I don't need that. I want to hear that's fine for like a track. Yeah. I don't need 12 of those.
Yeah,
I need one or two of those. Maybe Lizzo playing the flute and maybe, I don't know, maybe like Queen Elizabeth playing the ham hock.
Dude, that's why I like
that. And then the rest of them need to be like, I don't need some Jetson made, right? Yeah. But I need someone to give them something to jump on.
That's why I like Death and the Magician so much. It definitely didn't have that type of like
shoot
stale.
Up the dance floor?
That had better vibes.
It had better vibes.
Like Ace of Swords or whatever it was called. I forget all the names of the songs right now. But
Shoot Up the Dance
Horn
Floor?
Horn and Halo, Shoot Up the Dance Floor. That whole album had a much more varied sound to it.
Yeah.
But still, those they are all like sampled instrumentals. None of them are like created in a lab. Like it's just a sample with a drum beat over it. That's very generic in a sense. Like maybe, you just have to have an ear for the sample.
I think maybe you think it's just like their style just not to do that. Like,
it's definitely not.
Yeah.
So I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong. I know they're happy doing what they're doing.
Hey, don't do that to yourself.
All right, you're right.
You're a king.
Thanks.
And you're a king. Don't let your fucking crown fall.
It's up, baby.
It's up.
His head's pretty small.
I'm like King Viserys, maybe. I ain't driving that time. I'm dead.
You're like
baby.
King Tyrion, bro. You're just... Because you're small.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ba-da-boo!
But he was never king.
Any more albums?
King Hand.
Little Baby's album. Only been one day, but I think it has some highlights, but I also think it's got some lowlights.
I think I still stay with what I want to just really say and reiterate, is that he shouldn't be making... I mean, I shouldn't say anything.
I still think
because
you're wrong about
artist.
This.
I don't think he should make art or albums. I don't think he should make albums.
Oh, tough take.
I still think you're wrong about this. I was trying to tell him his only studio album before this is
Blame It On Baby.
All On Me or something like that. No. It's All Me. All Me.
No, not Blame It On Baby.
What the fuck was the... Whatever. His first studio album, he went number one in the world.
He's hot, dude.
Fuck
Kirk?
BTS.
Was it Kirk?
No, we're talking about Lil Baby. Not
Da Baby, you fuck.
What the fuck, baby. Ryan?
I'm sorry.
Hey,
I'm
what
getting...
the fuck?
Hey, hey, it's all these babies.
Hey, are you
man.
On the podcast right
hey,
now?
Hey, man, it's all
whoa,
the babies.
Whoa. Put it in a pot, let it steam, let it brew. All right? Just fucking fix what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now, we're on Lil Baby.
Do you
think he should be a feature artist?
Yes. Or, I don't think he should be.
I think it's called My Turn. It's called My Turn.
Double is downed. It?
It's he was the number one artist in the world with My Turn.
My Turn.
And it went bonkers, right?
Mm-hmm.
He went goofy aunt uncle on that shit.
Yeah.
So when you say he's not supposed to be making albums, yeah. I say, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
He should be making albums, but
there's a but.
This album, he's getting so much better at rapping.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he raps, he's getting better.
Yeah.
Remember when we listened to Sharing Locations with Meek Mill and Lil Durk?
Yeah.
And they were both trading bars, mm-hmm. and I was like, God, I love Lil Baby, but there's still something that when he opens his mouth, I go, like, I just feel like he's stupid or something. Mm-hmm. But that's just like, it's going away because he's actually getting better at rapping.
Look, I did put Lil Baby.
You put Lil Baby. Wow, you had it right.
I thought I wrote Da Baby on it.
You're questioning your own brain.
Dude, that's
right
where,
now.
Dude, I'm fried right now.
It's okay, dude. We'll work on it. My point being is that I think it's going to be a good album. I think people are going to like it, but he's pretty much one album away from becoming DaBaby, who just also released an album. But we're not even going to fucking talk about it because
take.
It was so bad.
Hot fucking
DaBaby's
take.
Is-
I think he went worldwide. He sold 15,000 copies of that bitch as DaBaby. Like you're talking about Shug.
Yeah.
Has like a billion streams. On Under the Sun, DaBaby.
It's
because
he's overrated,
bro.
Now,
he
man.
Needed some shit with some bop in it, and it just wasn't it.
He went crazy with the Under the Sun verse. I just put diamonds on all of my teeth, and they probably think I ain't intelligent.
He's a great feature artist.
And then he went crazy with that album, Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go so far as to say, Blame It on Baby was pretty good. 25 songs or something, but there was a few good ones. Rockstar.
25, too many, baby.
Rockstar. Whoa. There was a...
How many Jetsons can he make?
Quarantine.
Can Jetson make a fucking another one?
And then we listened to Back on My Baby Bullshit, too.
Oh, please.
Oh, no. Back on My Baby Jesus shit again. That was what it was called.
Oh, my God.
So dude. That was not bad either, because that dude. Had a few songs on there. Like,
but
roof.
It was only a few songs, so we were
I
blessed.
I
did
a roof off of his bit. Like, some of those songs weren't bad. Now we're on Blame It on Baby 2, and we're losing it.
I need it in, like, increments, man. I can't take a 25-song album of
DaBaby. I think his feature on Throat Baby or whatever it was just destroyed my life for him.
Yeah. His new song that's going crazy is called No Condom. He's like, I fucked that bitch with no condom. And the whole thing is about just busting a nut in a condom. Or no, in a pussy.
What are you going to do?
Hey.
It happens.
What if there was like a song to his daughter? And like, I fucked that bitch with no condom. Like explaining how she was born. Anyway,
or
the baby's trash.
Or he's talking about his daughter.
He's going to...
Hot take.
He's going to come back.
It's too hot. It's too hot.
Put it down.
He's going to come back. I think he's going to realize his fuck-ups, and he's going to come back with some...
Are we talking about Lil Baby now?
No, DaBaby.
Okay.
Lil Baby's still on top. He's still like one of the most in-demand artists in the industry right now.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I like Lil Baby, okay? I still think he shouldn't be an album artist.
And it's only
because you hear one song on that album and it sounds the exact same almost every other song.
Have you ever listened to Cocaine?
Yeah.
Pure Cocaine.
That song goes...
It does go hard.
My dog.
I'm not saying the songs... I'm not saying that the songs that come off the album aren't hard. What I'm saying is that there's a lot of flack in there.
What's flack?
You know,
like flack sheets?
You mean fluff.
Flack. Fluff. Whatever.
It's fucking lack, dude.
Yeah. It is lacking. It is lacking.
I think it was lacking.
So besides these albums, I don't think there's many others that I listened to that were like worth listening to. Migos dropped Quavo and Takeoff.
Quavo and Takeoff.
They Offset
split
died.
From Offset.
Oh.
Did they like officially split? Did they officially split from Offset?
I don't know. They say there's no problem, but
so it's just Migo now?
It's the single Migo.
Well, no, if it can't
it's just
be,
called Hombre.
Yeah, it can't be Migos because that's Trace.
Vato. It's called Dude.
Dudes.
Two Migos.
Los Vatos.
Dos Migos.
Because Offset's making his own album too. Mm. Separate from Takeoff and Quave.
Maybe they just are just growing up.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
Well, everybody always said that Offset was the strongest one.
I think he is.
You think Offset? I like Takeoff, dude.
Which is crazy. Quavo was the one with the star power in the beginning. Quavo's on all the Calvin Harris tracks, all with Justin Bieber, DJ Khaled. Like, Quavo was everywhere. Mm. Takeoff and Offset were kind of like, remember early day Migos? It's like you didn't know them.
I thought Migos was just one guy.
So did I. I think I told this story in the podcast before. I was in the mall walking by the Foot Locker, and there was three dudes, and they were advertising an Adidas shoe, and I was like, Amigos is three guys? I thought it was one fucking... Because when I heard Fight Night... When I heard Fight Night, I thought it was just one guy the whole time. I was like, I am stupid.
Yeah. All right. But another album that did come out, though, that I did enjoy, not a whole album, but the deluxe version, was Melt My Eyes. The Melt My Eyes Deluxe.
My dog is going crazy.
The albums that we just received in the mail. Alex, would you do the honors?
Drum roll, please.
Now, this doesn't have the deluxe on it. But this is Melt My Eyes, See Your Future by Denzel Curry.
And it's very exciting. Can't wait to blast this thing in the house later.
And the deluxe was pretty much like a there was a couple new songs. He took out a couple old songs from the actual album. But most of the songs on there's like an extra like 13. He remixed as like rock.
He just did it like Tiny Desk.
He did it like Tiny Desk.
He did a live version.
I really enjoyed the way he said it.
It sounded like rock, you know, with the drums and the guitar.
I thought it sounded more like jazz.
You think so?
Smooth.
Your dog is going ballistic.
Yeah, I'm going to straight up have to RKO my fiance for not controlling the dog.
Take her on a ride?
I don't know. I need to freaking throw somebody out of a window. Maybe about 10 seconds.
Maybe me.
Move on.
But I thought the album that when it. The deluxe came out. I thought it was great. I wasn't expecting the way he went with it. I thought it was more or less he was gonna like add maybe like three or four more songs to it. But that is like a reoccurring theme. Like when he made Black Balloon's Reprise, when like he made Unlocked with Kenny Beats, and then they remixed all the songs in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
I think he really likes taking the song and playing it in a different type of vibe.
Who did he do the reprise with? Who was that?
Fly Low.
Flying Lotus,
using acronyms.
So what did you guys think of that
on the deluxe?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fire. I always like his shit, man. I'm never gonna turn down a Denzel album ever.
I liked Walking really good after that. Like, I guess it is more jazzy, right? But jazz like rock.
Is this the Key Glock Walking? Or
no, this is Walking. The deluxe.
He did a live deluxe version of all the songs on the album, pretty much. So then, it changed my view of what I want to buy from now on. Like, I almost don't want to buy a vinyl of just a record anymore.
Yeah.
Unless it's very instrumental. Like, you know, some of these up here are super instrumental that actually have very like high quality sounding songs. But like this album, I think. Is extremely high quality sounding, complex, great musicality to it. But the deluxe, man, like that's what you want to hear on vinyl.
On vinyl.
That's what you want to hear is the flute, the guitar, the drums, the fucking these things, the chimes, dude. Mm-hmm. I want to hear that. So if they release those things from now on, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
If fucking JID releases the Forever Story that way,
deluxe.
I'll spend $100 on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have a little producer tagline.
Let's take a break real quick for an ad, and then we'll play your game. Take a quick break. All
right, so we're going to play a little producer tagline association game. I'm going to throw out some producer taglines, and then if you can't recognize it, I'll just say the tagline, and then you just tell me a song that comes to mind, and then you also tell me if you think it's their strongest or you think there's better ones out there, and then maybe tell me your better one. But the first thing that comes to mind.
You have to wait. So think of your song. Don't just blurt it, because then I don't want to be affected by what you say.
Okay.
So just think it, and then he'll tell us when
to
say
it. So I'm
going to
keep it simple in the first one. I'm going to go with Metro Boomin.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready.
I'm not very good at this.
Metro Boomin once a month.
I know, but I can't just think of random songs.
Okay, well, mine.
Think of anything 21 Savage or Future did, honestly.
Okay.
Because, I mean, honestly, the first thing that comes to my mind is Jumpman with Drake and
Future. Yeah, yeah. What a time to be alive. Okay, mine, 10 Freaky Bitches.
Yeah, okay.
Big Rings.
I got some really big rings.
Now.
That one.
You struggled.
I can tell you're struggling, so I don't know if I should ask you this question.
What?
If it. That's the first thing that comes to mind, and if that's like the strongest one that comes to mind.
Not really, no.
It's the first thing that stuck with
you?
Yeah,
so I thought of Future, and then I was like, all right, what's an album he made? And then that's just a really popular song he made with Drake.
What about you?
I thought immediately of that Metro Boomin album.
Yeah,
with Superheroes Don't Wear Capes, with the silhouette of the guy getting exploded. Every song of that bitch is like on my
running
on my list.
All that shit.
Now that's actually the collab tape that he did with 21 Savage. But the fucking the Metro Tape one and then the second one that he had that had like Ric Flair drip on it.
Yeah,
Ric Flair drip was good.
Rap Saved Me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Rap Saved Me is one of the hardest songs of my life.
I'm gonna hit you with a Mustard on the Beat, ho.
Okay.
Mustard on the Beat, ho. You go first.
On God.
Yeah.
By Mustard, A$AP Rocky.
Yep. That's a great song.
And Ferg,
that's
a great
song. Mine's I'm Different with 2 Chainz.
Okay.
I'm Different. Yeah. Pull up to the scene with my penis missing.
Dude, I'm not good at this. I can't think of songs that have tags.
Mother on that beat, ho.
Yeah, that, I mean, like, I know the tag.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right.
Take Keith. Fuck these up.
Okay.
Dude, I can't put tags as songs.
I got mine.
God.
Look Alive, Drake and Blockboy JB.
Yeah, that was actually the first thing I had.
305,
too.
Look Alive.
I actually
know
it's a good one too. On Denzel Zoo.
Yeah. He has a Take Heath song?
Yeah, it's Gotta Lick Like a Stamp.
You were lit like a stamp.
Going around town with your man with the fan.
I don't know that. I'm forgetting.
I gotta
the name
look it up
it.
Real quick.
Is that on Taboo or is that on Zoo?
It's automatic. Gotta have
is it that?
Yeah, that's automatic. Yep. That's a Take Heath, John.
I think that's on Zoo, not
Taboo.
That's
Zoo.
All right.
What's up?
What comes to mind when you think of Pierre Bourne? I think we'd both. All three of us know it's Magnolia.
It's R.I.P. by Pierre Bourne.
I don't if it is, it's in the middle. It's got to be.
I was thinking Playboy Cardi immediately.
First thing that came to mind was Playboy Cardi.
Hey, yo, Pierre, you want to come out here?
Do you know where that sample? Do you know where that sample?
So perfectly.
You know where that sample's from?
It's from Living Color.
Jamie Foxx show.
It's the Jamie Foxx
show.
Where he's a waiter.
So the person he's serving is blind.
Yeah.
And he's like at the table, and he's like, "Let me speak to your chef." He's like, "All right." And Jamie Foxx kind of goes back, and he's like, "Yo, Pierre, why don't you come out here?" And then you hear him go,
"Make with the door open,"
and then he comes over. I didn't realize that was ever from that, but I seen like a clip, and I was like, "Oh my!"
What's another Pierre song? I mean, I know he's got crazy albums, but I can't think of the name of one. I just think they all kind of blend
together.
I think
I just have to re-listen to all my songs.
It's okay. Go ahead.
What about when you hear Wheezy?
Wheezy on it. Wheezy on it.
Definitely, I think there's a Little Baby song that I know of when you hear.
It's like Weezy every Little Baby song is Wheezy out of here.
Mm. Bubbly with Travis Scott, Drake, and Young Thug's first thing that comes to my mind.
That's such a good song.
I'm thinking of either Wheezy on the Emergency Tsunami Nav tape because that was a collab with Wheezy out of here. Or Vetements Socks. Vetements Socks is so good.
Dude.
Nav? Now, this is one that I believe we can all get down with. Jetson made another one.
Yeah, there's an obvious one that comes to mind.
I think there's an obvious one that really comes to mind.
You think of one that's
It's your boy.
Not my boy.
It's your boy.
Who? I go first?
Yeah.
All right, mine was Shook. Was the first one that came to mind.
Shook came to mind.
Damn you.
Also Bop.
Damn you more.
All of Kirk and all of Blame It On
Also
Baby.
Babysitter.
Just come to mind.
Also
right
Vibes.
The Baby, The Baby, The Baby, The Baby, The Baby. I don't know, dude. I don't know any songs by The Baby.
What about Chase the Money, Chase the Money.
Chase the Money, Chase the Money. Is that Southside?
No, Southside on the track. Yeah. And that song, first song comes to my mind is Pussy Talk by the City Girls.
Chase the Money. Chase the Money. Doesn't he do production for like, does he ever do Ski Mask?
He's done J.I.D. He's done J. Cole.
Oh.
He did Off D's.
He did 141. Oh, Off D's.
Chase the Money.
That's how I know.
I said Off D's first.
That's the song that made your parents leave the beach one day, dude.
That's crazy.
You're playing this horrible music.
Yes. They're like, we can't stand this shit
anymore. Oh, my God.
Get on my dick.
Put on Luke Bryan.
What happens when you hear Earl on the beat?
What?
Earl on the beat.
I never heard that.
I don't know. Is that like Lil Wayne era?
No, that's City Girls. Act Up.
Earl on the beat.
Yeah.
Act I'm thinking up, you can get
she's calling me daddy.
No, daddy. That was not familiar to me.
Wayne
at all.
On me. That's not Earl on the beat. I can't sing, dude. I need to stop trying.
We'll get a few more. Oh, I can't believe I skipped over this one. Kenny Beats.
I think of
Whoa, Kenny.
I think of the Guap Dad song. Taking all the motherfucking money out the way. Isaiah
3000.
Whoa, like Kenny makes a draw with the Henny. Yo, was selling that flapjack.
That's the hottest feature of all time in that song.
Whoa, like Kenny makes a draw with the Henny. Yo, was selling flapjacks like I hope. Switches
and that beat switch is the hardest ever because the fucking chorus is so terrible.
Then,
but if you can get through that, that song is unbelievable.
Unlocked
is the only thing that comes.
Kenny
to my
Beats
mind.
Did all the Unlocked, all but he also just did the one off of the Forever Story with Lil Wayne and Kenny Mason. That song is produced by Kenny Beats.
There is...
I think he might have done Surround.
Surround
Dance
Sound?
Dance Now or Surround Sound, too.
Whoa, Kenny.
I can't remember. A lot of Rico Nasty shit.
Let's see if I can get you good. Mike Will made it.
Girl, the way you're moving, I got me in a trance.
Maybe.
I don't even know if he's like tagged.
Mike Will made it.
No, he's like, play that track again.
Yeah, fucking, I'm thinking...
fucking Waka Flocka.
I'm so bad at the older producers. Because I'm thinking something that has Lil Wayne and Eminem in it. Am I way off here?
Maybe.
Will made it. And then it's...
He did a lot of early 2010s. I mean, like high school.
Did he do a lot of Waka Flocka shit? No. Wow, I can't think of a single Mike Will track.
Go. 23... I'm in a club. I am perp with my shades on.
Like, oh, that's a good song, actually.
With the jeans on.
He did a bunch of Ray Sremmurd shit.
Yes, he did.
Mm.
So, like, Black Beatles, I think, is Mike Will.
Yeah, Mike Will made it.
All right, this one is going to be hard. Murder Beats.
Murder.
Is there anything from, like, Dream Chasers?
Nerd
Meek
alert.
Meek Mill.
Dream Chasers.
Dream Chasers. Meek Mill.
Murder Beats.
Murder.
Meek Mill. I'm thinking Lil Wayne. I'm thinking
Murder Beats, dude.
I can't think of a single Murder Beats song.
I'm really bad at this game.
It's out, dude.
Normally I can't put
tags.
If
it's up, dude, it's stuck.
Yeah.
Fifi.
He did Fifi?
Fifi comes to mind.
He did Fifi for 6ix9ine. Okay.
That's probably why I don't know.
I can give you a good rundown because I know Murder Beats is going to be a little hard. That's why I saved it. But you know, actually, a really good one that does come to mind is Portland.
All right.
With Drake.
Drake and Giggs or whatever.
But here's a good list of Murder Beats songs. I knew that was going to be the hard one. So it's going to blow your fucking mind. You go, what the fuck, really? We got Fifi, Motorsport, Nice for What by Drake, Butterfly Effect, Portland.
Butterfly Effect.
No Frauds, I Do, No Long Talk, which...
No long talker.
That was on Drake's.
That
was on Drake's album.
He just bullshit Jamaican accent.
When he did that one song with Giggs.
Yeah.
Oh, KMT. Look at that Cersei. Batman. Da-da-da-da-da. You got any TikToks?
We can watch a couple. We got time for a couple.
Quick right transition.
Right back in. That was a good game, though.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That was a good game.
I wish I was more competent.
I wanted to throw
game.
You guys off guard and not have a
I wish
setup
I was more able to
right.
remember some
guy.
Let's just listen to
guy.
Some freestyles. Yeah, exactly. How about that? How about this one? All right.
That Portland beat.
This is by Daily Rap TV on TikTok.
Oh, this reminds me of high school.
He's catching a vibe.
Let me get back on it. Yeah, I am icy, but no, I don't flaunt it. Pass it to my nigga Dev, he'll kill this hoe. Young
true, yeah, always. I don't need to hear the second guy, do you?
I think we get
it. He looked like he might have went hard, though.
That's where Offset went. That's where Offset went to this album.
Nah, this is Chief Keef if bitches didn't
love Sosa.
That
looks like Lil Uzi with long hair. Look like Lil Uzi with long hair. Whoever's supplying the beat is trash.
Well,
I just want
to
admit.
They don't have exactly the high-quality system.
We used to freestyle at lunch. My boy Tori would just
You got to get the right toys.
Like that, and then he would have to wipe his hands every, like, 5 seconds.
All right, how about this guy down here? This is a funny one. I think a lot of people have seen this. Oh, is there no audio?
There is.
Where is it at?
You got it.
Yo.
No, we're not getting audio.
Ass.
Do the Armani white one.
I don't think we can play that.
Why?
Because it's a
it's
song.
On TikTok.
It's a piece of song, though.
But there's no.
Tell him we're cool with his cousin. Did you comment? When is the.
When all the homies chant.
What did you say? When, what
so
is this dropping?
Hype.
I think probably said, when is this dropping?
Oh.
Which is just, I mean, that. I gotta say, Armani White is officially not a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
Have you listened to some of his other shit? Diamond
Mm-mm.
Dallas?
Mm-mm.
I mean, he's definitely...
I should, though.
He keeps bringing in this, like, Billie Eilish, like,
yeah.
The same flow.
Yeah.
But he's good, man. He's got a lot of variety. Let's see if this one works again. Wow, how is that happening?
I don't know.
All right, fuck it. Let's do... This is a funny one. Backseat Freestyle.
Step on. You know how that shit goes, motherfucker.
Jordan Ross X on TikTok.
I got him. Man, you wanna go? No, sit back. Let me get it flowing. Alright, look, Jordan, look, step one, don't leave the house without your blick. Step two, cock it once, make sure it fit. Step three, hold on, wait. I gotta say glee. Told the boys just chill, nigga. This verse ain't for the free. Told the boys just chill. I'm just around trying to collect money. I told that boy just chill, nigga. I ain't trying to be funny. I told that girl just chill, nigga. You made my dick go gummy. Help me, your pussy stank or something wrong, honey. Wait.
Very funny. Like, he's a funny guy, right? But
it was really awkward in the beginning.
The verse
is
not...
Donnie and his boys.
The verse was not there, I don't think. Hey, have you guys seen this fucking kid?
I want to kill
weird
my
stuff
boy.
At school, man.
What the hell, bro?
What's wrong,
Woo Wop? What you doing? No, it's all, bro.
Woo Wop.
What the hell?
I want to kill my mom.
What the fuck?
I want to kill my dad. I want to kill my grandma.
What the hell?
You need a hug.
I want none.
He's seen too many TikToks.
He's viral right now.
No,
he's in like so many TikToks.
Though, what's going on? No, I'm saying that's something serious though, for real. Bro.
I know, man. He's just been
chill.
No,
you
good,
too.
Bro? Bro. You gotta chill, bro.
Dad.
He's been seeing
relax,
too many
okay?
of those like emo TikToks. Where it's like,
what's going on?
I don't care.
Shut up.
I don't care what. Jimmy...
No one cares about your opinion. No one even cares about you.
Damn, what? Bro, that's hey, bro. That's your dad, bro.
Don't be talking.
God.
Damn,
he's Woo in for
Wop.
A, he about to get smacked with
Woo
a
Wop fly. About to get the
that's
drop.
A punt. That's a punt right there.
That kid, I mean, the
I
fucking...
kill my dad.
It's hilarious. That is funny,
I'm
though.
Sure people have remixed the shit out of that.
Oh, yeah, it's all over.
Let's hit a couple more.
We got some yellow bones.
Official Nilla.
Would you say yellow bones?
Shining on bitches. Yeah, shining on bitches. Shining on bitches, yeah. Shining on bitches like Edison.
Shining on bitches like Edison. Shining on bitches like Edison. Shining on bitches. Shining on bitches like Edison. Shining on bitches like Edison. Shining on bitches like Edison. Yeah, shining on bitches. These bitches so boring, I'm snoring. Pull up in that foreign, say fly like I'm soaring. It's regular, ain't no competitors, ain't no comparison. Shining on bitches like Edison. Ho, I'm a star, bucks, give me a Venti. 1 to 10, bitch, I'm a 50. 1942 got me litty, I'm tipsy as hell. Might fuck around, throw you some change. Nilla's a name, driving them crazy insane. I don't do shit for the fame, I just need the chips. Look at the fit. Ugh. All these little boys on my dick low.
Alright, I wasn't feeling it. She fire. I wasn't feeling it at first, and then... That was awesome.
She just had a hyper.
The Bentley, the Bucks line was, that was tough.
Bitch, I'm a star. Bucks, ooh, give me a Venti. Bitch, I got plenty.
Something like
sipping
that.
Sipping the Henny.
I like when bitches rap, though, you know?
Okay, dude, just please pump the brakes.
Nah, bitches do be tripping,
pump
though.
Pump the brakes. Holy shit.
Bitches do be wild.
All right, I'll let y'all pick the last couple.
Go to Landon Moss, the top, very first one.
Top first one?
Yeah. Which one? Scroll up.
You.
That guy on the left?
Yeah. The bull.
How about the guy next to the bull? She pours me another shot, thinking I'm about to get freaky, but I'm actually going to start freestyling over a little baby type bull.
That's Jake. That's Jake for sure.
That made me think of y'all.
Of
that's
us?
That's why I favorited it.
I like that.
Because that's how I feel when we go and we drink at the houses. It's like, oh, my homie pouring me another shot thinking we about to get lit and go right. out.
Yeah.
But really, I'm going to be like, dude, don't we trying to
freestyle?
To go out.
You better freestyle.
I'm
though.
Trying to freestyle on some scheme ass type beat and then just not be able to keep up.
Right.
Just
give me a Playboy Cardi beat.
Playboy.
All right, we got time for two more.
Surfboard.
Do you guys want to watch?
Yes.
Let's see. Any of these look very interesting to y'all?
No, right there. Fucking right up. To the left.
This guy?
I mean, to the right. To the right two more times.
This one?
Two more times. One more.
This guy.
Yeah. I want to see that one.
Free thoughts, me thinks, me misremembers, me seeks, there's many of me, meeting at every option, feeling the parallels of every small decision.
Oh,
let's open up the life, I'll never know, yeah, what the difference every choice makes. Migo or Mega, it's not for me to say, not in the timeline I'm in this one, I'm gay as shit, making hits, staying vigilant, seeing through naked lenses, keeping the world at a distance.
He's gotta be breaking some cultural shit with that shirt.
Hyrotechnic techniques, sipping my jasmine tea.
I know, it doesn't look like something.
I think he's breaking some physics rules wearing that shit.
Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it freedom?
He's a big boy. He's got like some Mac Miller kind of
chill
style with it.
I didn't. Is he chill like that though?
What's his name?
You commented on his shit.
Wick.
You said you're. You
Wick
said he's
music.
Incredibly dope.
Yeah, I think because I wanted him to be on the podcast. Not here, right? Because I don't know if he'd fit. But
he doesn't
that's
fit
not,
through
I don't
that
mean
door
to be rude.
Frame.
I don't
you
mean
see
to
how
be rude.
Wide his doors
he's
are.
He's a big guy and this is a small house. That's what I'm saying. I'm right. not being rude by yeah. saying that. I have a small house.
You're saying that your foundation of the house might
no,
break.
No. My door frame's skinny.
Right.
It's thin. Mm-hmm. Not being rude.
You're afraid that your snack closet would go missing, right?
I'm afraid.
The whole closet is gone. You motherfucker just walked out.
Oh, y'all get the crock pot
with
out?
Your cabinetry.
We gotta make it in the crock pot. We got an interview to do. Okay, let me just get that pot roast real quick.
Holy shit.
The motherfucker took the whole cabinet.
All right, I want to end on one other. Let's see
I
if it's.
Kill my
I'm gonna be singing that shit
Yo,
all
Yo, who's the guy with the golf ball hair?
Hair.
The yellow hair?
Yeah.
Bro, your synapses yeah. are not firing today.
Hair.
I'm nervous, deep.
Hey, yo, it's your boy Kanye East, and this is Rap Your Comments.
Damn, it's
Dude,
fucking
how are you
top
the last
lip.
One to show up to your own party? That is messed up.
I mean, his top row of teeth is fucking
party.
Yellow as shit.
Damn,
what? Surprise party!
Damn, Derek.
Surprise party? Are you drunk? Of course I am. It's a party. Okay, so come on. Derek messed us up. Seriously.
For real, the intro to a West Side Gun song right now.
Damn, Derek. Derek is the fun one in parties. Actually, he surprises him first. I have a feeling Derek has messed a lot of things up. So she could have played it off, but she blew it up. Seems like she's the one who messed it up. Nah, but Derek got a point. Why didn't she tell him? The woman could have saved it, but she sold. Of course I am. It's a party. It killed me. They treat him like that. Now we understood why Derek drinking alone outside. not Derek's, a real one. Karen is just hating, not even his fault. He's sitting outside by himself for a reason. She should have told him, shake my head first. And I mean, she shouldn't react like that way. Everyone makes mistakes.
And this guy, Kanye East, does he, like, normally do, like, this shit? Like, he remixes,
I guess so. I've never heard of him before.
Raps comments.
I've never heard of him before. But I think he, I don't know, he might be onto something right there. That'd be cool, but I wouldn't want to rip his thing, you know, and just start doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe we could think of a cool thing to do, like, rapping something. Like what? Like Harry Potter? R.I.P. Robbie Coltrane?
Yeah, Robbie Coltrane, R.I.P.
What about Margot Robbie Coltrane? What would that look like? Sorry, I'm getting.
We don't have to work in the stew on that one.
I'm getting kind of off base, but let's wrap this up. Everybody who's listening, thank you for listening to the podcast episode 165. Thanks for supporting us. We really appreciate it. Make sure you share this podcast with your friends. If you're watching it on YouTube, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, put a comment down below. Comment on what you thought of the albums we talked about this episode. Comment on what you thought about the TikToks that we played this time. And comment what albums you want us to review in the future. We would love to hear from you. So, as usual, keep it wazoo in the wazoo universe. Mm. And we'll see you in the wazoo-dio with the wazoo-bioles next week.
Next wazoo-be week.
Play that beat.